Up, up, up. The air gets thinner and the sea churns. From the sea, the cliff looks like a large loaf of barley bread, torn off jaggedly, as if by Poseidon's huge blue hand. Around the base of the promontory, the sea roils azure, gray, green, and savage white, like the teeth of wild animals. But as you trudge up the cliff, with the rock rising before you and your heart pounding in your throat, all you see is the white dust under your feet, the scraggly bushes tilting at the wind, and the little animals darting away with their little lives, lizards, rabbits, feral cats. Often you see the bones of animals and bits of their fur. Nature is not kind. The boat that brought me here is anchored on the other side of the island. I think of all those I have loved. My difficult daughter, Clais, my difficult mother for whom I named her, my honey-voiced Hetairai, Alcaeus, my first and last love, Praxinoa, my beloved slave girl, whom I freed to become an Amazon, Caraxes, my foolish, lovesick brother, Laracus, my other surviving brother, who sold himself into slavery because of a whore's tricks, Eurygius, my dead baby brother, whose tiny hand I almost touched in the land of the dead, my late drunken husband, Sir Silas, my lovely golden Egyptian priestess, Isis, Aesop, my philosophy tutor, Nico, the Egyptian pharaoh who set me free to discover my life, Penthesilea and Antiope, my Amazon guides, Phaon, my most recent conquest and would-be muse, and nothing seems worth living for. I will grow old and people will turn away from me in disgust. Nobody likes the smell of an old woman, not even other old women. All my songs have been released into the air. They are sung far and wide, from Lesbos to Egypt, from Syracuse to Ephesus, from Delphi to Epidaurus. The frenzy that predicts the conception of a song will never be mine again. I am barren and naked as this cliff I climb.